The Lord be with you.
And
welcome to worship. Let us worship the Lord together. And as we begin, please stand and turn to hymn number 240. Hark, the herald angels sing. Please take your seats and welcome again to this service of worship and to the Christmas presentation that our chancel choir is offering under the direction of Andy Towns and with our organist singing in the choir and with our pianist singing in the choir today as well, because we'll be accompanied by the orchestra that you see behind this back wall and that you will hear on the speakers out in front of you. This is a wonderful collection of Christmas hymns, and it is inspirational. I hope it will be a blessing to you. I hope it will make your Christmas as you hear the work and the effort that's been put into it. This is not a church hiring professional musicians to come and inspire or entertain us. This is our own folks. This is our own people and our own work. So I hope that you will accept it as a Christmas gift, and a really fine one, I think. If you're our guest today, we are so happy that you're here. We're eager to meet you and to get acquainted. I see we've got lots of family and friends here besides church members, but if you're here today for the first time, we really do want to meet you and to welcome you to this congregation, because we are friendly and we want to welcome new folks into the life of this church. So if you're here, you have a place. And if you'll sign on one of the green cards or on the attendance registration folder, we will be in touch with you if you'll give us at least one way to do that, to respond to your visit. We will collect some yellow cards later for prayer requests, and we will not have a pastoral prayer today where we lift those, but we will be praying for those throughout the week and checking on them as well. So go ahead and turn those in with the offering, and we will move on with the rest of the service. I invite you to celebrate a holy Christmas. The season of Advent is a little bit mysterious for us because it seems to be a time to kind of count down until Christmas. The four Sundays, this being the third, we'll light our three Advent candles in a few moments. This is the third of those four. And yet it is so much more than just a countdown to Christmas. It is a countdown to the coming of Christ into our lives, into our homes, into our hearts. But it's also a countdown until the coming of Christ in glory, when He will come to restore us as new creation in God's heaven. So we are anticipating during this season, not just the candles and the presents of Christmas, not just the child that is born at Christmas, but the coming of Christ fully in our lives, in our influence, in our homes, and in our hearts. I'm happy you're here this morning. God bless you.
Our Advent scripture this morning, Luke 1, verses 10 and 11. Now at the time of the incense offering, the whole assembly of the people were praying outside. Then there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing at the right side of the altar of incense. Would you join me, please, for our Advent prayer, which is in your bulletin. Joy-filled giver of life, let the anticipation of your birth fill us with overflowing joy. May our excitement and anticipation be a sign to the world that you are always near. Amen.
And now we come to our time of giving this morning. Invite our ushers to come down, reminding all that is given this morning goes to the ministries of this church, and every single dollar bill goes to missions. Join me this morning as we pray for our offering. Everlasting God, we are eternally grateful this morning as we gather as your children in this holy place. Father, we acknowledge that your presence is here, that this place is holy because you are here. And as we look upon this beautiful sanctuary, from the lights to the Advent wreath to the Christ candle to the candle that is yet to be lit, to those that are sitting beside us, our loved ones, our friends, our family. Father, as we prepare our hearts to be inspired by the music this morning, and God, we remember all that we have and that we will receive. And because of all those things that we reflect on this morning, God, we get to participate in this act of worship. We get to be a part of this kingdom building. We get to be a part of someone coming to know the great God that we serve by giving gifts. Father, those gifts that are of time, those gifts that are of talent, and the gifts of treasure. God, receive these gifts well. Amen. Thank you. Heard the Christmas story? Dozens? Hundreds? Maybe thousands of times? As we hear the Christmas story again this morning, let's listen for the glory behind the story.
Consider the story of Bethlehem, a small and otherwise unremarkable town a few miles from Jerusalem. Bethlehem had been the setting for the romance of Boaz and Ruth. Years later, it was home to a man named Jesse and a house full of sons. Jesse's youngest boy was a ruddy-faced shepherd named David, who would grow up to slay a giant and become Israel's most beloved king. But these days, Bethlehem was known mainly for the flocks of sheep that supplied lambs for the sacrifices at the temple. When Caesar Augustus required every citizen in the Roman Empire to return to their ancestral homes to be counted and taxed, the small village of Bethlehem became a bustling city overnight. So it was to David's town that a man named Joseph and his pregnant fiancée journeyed, for both of them were of the house and line of David. The prophet Micah had foretold that this unlikely place would be the scene for the most remarkable birth in history. But you, Bethlehem, even though you are insignificant among the towns of Judah, from you will come one the Lord has chosen to rule the nation, one whose origins are ancient. Like a shepherd taking care of his sheep, this ruler will lead and care for his people by the power and glorious name of the Lord his God. Little Bethlehem will witness God's glory.
Thank you. consider the story of the angels. God had created them long before He made humanity. The Bible records that a third of the angels, led by Satan himself, rebelled against the Lord. They were expelled from heaven and destined for destruction. God's faithful angels had seen Adam and Eve fall. They had witnessed the heartbreaking destruction of the flood. They saw God make covenants with Abraham and Moses only to have Israel and her leaders forsake their vows time and again. But through it all, the angels witnessed God's unwavering pledge to send a Messiah, not only to deliver humanity from the penalty of its sins, but to give men and women new, faithful hearts. In this place, on this night, the voices of an army of angels, a multitude of the heavenly host, will thunder across this quiet Judean hillside. The glory of the Lord will shine like the noonday sun, terrifying shepherds who are guarding their sheep. The angels just can't help themselves, because tonight they are witnessing God's glorious promise prevailing over darkness and despair. No wonder the angels sing.
To be a shepherd wasn't all bad. After all, Moses had been a shepherd. King David had been a shepherd. But the shepherds who watched their sheep on this night were anything but royal. Their work was lonely, smelly, and dangerous. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. They were poor men, living out beyond the edge of town, staying awake by counting sheep. But on this night, the High King of Heaven chooses to tell them a story. In a feed trough, they will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes. He will be the greatest shepherd ever. He will feed and guide his flock, ultimately laying down his life for his lambs. The angels command these men to search out the newborn and his parents, to witness God's story unfolding right before their eyes.
Consider the story of the wise men who came from the east. Whether there are three magi or more, we don't know. Whether they are astronomers or astrologers, we don't know. We're not even told if they worship the God of the Jews. We do know that something stirs deep within them when they see a special star rising in the heavens. They leave their homeland, risking everything to come out and bring gifts to a newborn king. Along the way, they stop in Jerusalem to ask where they might find the child. King Herod, fearing for his throne, gives the wise men secret instructions to report back when the baby is found, so that he too might come and worship. The Magi follow the star to the place where Jesus lay, but are warned in a dream to return home a different way. Herod, angered by their betrayal, orders all baby boys in the region, 2 years of age and under, killed. This is not a sentimental fairy tale. No, the real Christmas story is filled with Eastern astrologers, murderous politicians, and weeping parents, the superstitious, the scheming, and the inconsolable. And yet, the story of the Magi shows that God is calling everyone, from every nation and every walk of life, to lay their crowns at the cradle of the greatest king who will ever reign.
Rejected a child in a manger, lowly and small, the weakest of all, like a hero wrapped in his mother's shawl, just a child. Is this who we waited for?
Thank you.
Consider Mary's story. She's barely a woman, and yet now she's a mom. She and Joseph are not the happy couple pictured on the Christmas card. The news of her pregnancy has shattered his trust in her. If an angel hadn't appeared to Joseph in a dream, he would have had their engagement annulled. In their hometown, Mary and Joseph are the object of gossip and scandal. As they make their way into Bethlehem, the eyes of strangers ask questions that no human can answer. And yet, Mary's heart overflows with the glory of the good news, for she knows that the child she will deliver will one day deliver the world.
Once again, we've heard the story of Christmas, of wise men and kings, angels and shepherds, Mary and Joseph and a baby. And yet you can hear the story, but still miss the glory. The glory of Christmas is that God invites you and me into His story. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son. Everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but live forever with God. What about you? Will you let His story become yours? Will you welcome Him into your life, your heart, this Christmas?
We invite you to stand and join us as we worship Jesus Christ, our newborn King.
Today is a day for you to come and trust this Christ whose birth we celebrate and anticipate and in which we rejoice. Then I invite you to come to the altar as we sing this one further hymn of invitation, What Child Is This? If today is a day for you to unite with this congregation and join your faith and your ministry with ours, then you have a place here and we would welcome you to come. If you would join by any of the ways that we receive members, transferring your membership, or by profession of faith for the first time, we would be rejoicing to welcome you. Let us sing together this hymn of invitation, What Child Is This? Number 219. Come as you are ready.